Sounds very apocalyptic.
I think of like, what is it? Like the Mad Max people on like their monster trucks.
Like Thunderdome.
Guys on motorcycles.
Yes.
In the apocalypse. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what I think happened today. I think that's how a lot of us felt today.
That is absolutely true. That's a great segment into this.
It's Law and Disorder coming at you, episode 111. It felt like 666 today, I'm not going to lie to you. It was a very interesting day. February 22nd, 2024. What are we calling this? Like cell phone COVID? We had Snowvid, we've had COVID. What is this?
I guess like what is it called? A blackout period?
The great blackout of 2024. You know? Yeah. There needs to be a cooler name. I don't know.
Maybe
what
someone will come up with one.
It's got to be something with COVID, like Ovid. No cell phone-ed. You know?
That one I didn't think was funny.
No, I know.
That wasn't funny.
I know. Whatever. Before we get too far into it, let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wave Space Audio for the music, the apocalyptic music we had going today, and to Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs. And
thanks, guys.
We're here, and oddly enough, like 12 hours ago, we weren't going to be here. Like, we didn't have a phone signal to do certain things that require us to record the show.
Yeah. It's not our normal episode release day, but we wanted to get together to do a quick recording, I guess like a short tidbit of Law and Disorderly news, because just to stay relevant to what happened today, we just felt it was something we really wanted to talk about.
It was insane. Like that short amount of time that we didn't have this technology, it got a little hectic there, I'm not going to lie.
So I think it might have affected certain people differently, because I just talked to my husband about it and we had different experiences. And I feel like it kind of sounds like you might have had a worse experience than I did.
So who is your provider, first of all?
AT&T.
Okay, mine is AT&T as well. And apparently AT&T users were the ones that had it the worst, according to what I've been reading. And for people that don't know, which I assume everybody knows at this point what happened, this morning you lost cell signal. If you were an AT&T customer, for the most part, most of you lost a cell signal. And that's not just AT&T, that's all their little subsidiaries. So like Cricket Mobile, that's a subsidiary of theirs. And there's like AT&T prepaid, all that stuff. AT&T was highly affected by it. But then Verizon and T-Mobile as well, some of them were affected, but not as many as AT&T. So, but yeah, if you woke up this morning, you didn't have a phone signal like at all. And like, if you have a newer phone, you know, you're sitting there in that like emergency mode or SOS mode. That's what I woke up to this morning.
So I was different. I did not wake up to that, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah, so I woke up and the reason I didn't think anything was wrong was because I did not have that little, you know, SOS alert at the top of my phone. Mine did not have that. I did not see that at any point. Now, was it on maybe at like 4 or 5 in the morning? Who knows? But since I woke up, that wasn't a thing. And I didn't even know anything was wrong. I did not have bars. I know that. Like, you know, you normally see like 4 bars next to the little Wi-Fi symbol on your phone. I had 0 bars, but I was still able to connect to my Wi-Fi. So I was able to get on the internet just fine and do my normal daily things. I was able to work fine, take work calls, because we do, you know, Wi-Fi Teams calls. And I guess if anyone was trying to text me or call me this morning, that's the only downside, I guess, for me. But I normally don't get calls or texts that early in the morning. So for me, it wasn't a big deal. I don't know.
Well, so let's talk about the numbers. It was at the peak, it was about 73,000 people at about 8 a.m. Central Time. But it started about 2:30 in the morning Central Time. So, I mean, there was a pretty good chunk of people that were impacted. And like I said, I woke up, I get up about 6:30-ish, get my kid ready to school and all that. And I got up and I noticed I didn't have a signal. And I couldn't even, you know, I was on the Wi-Fi at home. So with iMessage on an iPhone, it technically goes through the internet. It doesn't go through through your cell phone, like the data or the texting. So I couldn't even text my wife to tell her, hey, your phone's going to be out, because I knew she wasn't going to get it because she was on the road on her way to work and she doesn't have a cell signal. She's not on Wi-Fi on the way to work. So I ended up sending her a message on Facebook Messenger, hoping that she would see it when she got to work, which she didn't, because she doesn't check her Facebook at work. But I got to, you know, and I messaged everybody. Once I got up, I messaged my little team at work and let them know, like, hey, this is what's going on. That way we, you know, we all kind of have an idea of what we might run into today. So that's kind of how our morning started. Now, I went to the gym, and I was at the gym, and I'm watching, I see the news on, and I'm on the treadmill, and I'm watching it, and I'm like watching how they're talking about, oh, it's the numbers are going up. It's getting progressively worse. So I got to kind of see in real time how the numbers were. I normally don't watch the news in the morning, but this particular morning I was glad I was in front of the treadmill watching it, because I'm like, oh, it's pretty big. It's not just like a little thing going on, you know? But
yep, this I saw affected like a lot of the major cities across the U.S. Mm-hmm. They listed some like New York, Boston, Washington, Honolulu, Atlanta, where we live in Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, San Francisco. So kind of all over the place in these big major hubs.
So
here, where lots of people live.
Here's how it impacted me. I work in the car business. I'm a finance guy, so I deal with a lot of security stuff, you know, because I deal with credit or with social security numbers and credit profiles and all that. You know, nowadays you have to do like a lot of different authentication things to get onto certain websites in my industry. Well, you don't really think about it until it hits you, but half of the websites I use an authenticator app like Google Authenticator or Microsoft, where it sends you know, you log into the app and it gives you a code to punch in. But the other half sends you an SMS text message with the little like 6-digit PIN that you have to put into the site. Well, if SMS is down, you're not getting them. So I got in this morning and I had two sets of customers that I was working like 10 minutes after we opened, and I was having all hell trying to get into the accounts I could, the profiles I have to get into in order to do paperwork, because I couldn't get in because I couldn't get a text message to log in. So I ran into that like right away. And the one thing me and my coworkers learned is that we all have different authentication things. Some of us use the app, like a Google app, and then some of us do the SMS. So like none of us had like one full profile where we could pull everything up and it was all streamlined. It's like I had two or three sites pulled up, they had two or three different sites pulled up, and we're all just kind of pulling everything together to make these deals work. So it was actually quite annoying. And my boss is like, well, why don't you call the company, this one company, and like have them change the authentication to the app? Well, yeah, I was on hold for like 45 minutes and still never got a hold of anybody, because I'm sure everybody was like me. That's like, oh, I should change my authentication from texting to this Google Authenticator. So we ran into that like from the rip, like 10 minutes after I got into work, we were sitting there, and it completely slowed down what we were trying to do with our day.
I can honestly say it didn't really affect my work day at all. I don't really talk to or have to work with people outside of my company. I work basically just internally with our own teams. And again, we use everything on Wi-Fi. So maybe I'm just really lucky. I wasn't too affected by it. But since I had internet, I saw this all over the news today. And everyone was freaking out, not just because, you know, we couldn't make calls or texts, because that's scary in and of itself. But I saw a lot of people were freaking out because everyone was so concerned that this happened because of a cyber attack.
So here's what made me think it was a cyber attack. We issue temporary license plate tags. Like when you buy a car, we have access to the DMV to register a temporary tag. So I tried to get a tag for this customer that had just bought a car, and I couldn't get into it. So then we called the local tax office to kind of get an idea of like, hey, what do we do in this situation? And they said, our system is down. They said the state registration DMV is down. And that's what made me think cyber attack. It's like, oh crap, the state sites are down. So like 30 minutes into my workday, we're already running into that. And we're like, okay, the phones are down. And now the state sites are down. What other sites are down? Like, what else is going on? And I really did start thinking like, oh crap, like what's going to happen next? You know? So yeah, there were a lot of people that were thinking that something was going down.
I didn't really think it was that. I understand where people are coming from, but I think, you know, AT&T, think about it. They are a giant mega million, I don't know, possibly billion-dollar company, right? Like they have money and power, and you best believe that they have security and protocols and all this stuff backing up all their information. So I think it would take a lot for someone to actually try to cyber attack an organization with that much security and manpower and stuff like that. But maybe that's just my opinion. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, at the time, it wasn't like doom and gloom where I thought it was all just going to hell. But I was thinking like, this is just really odd that two pretty big entities are gone down right now. And is there more, you know, if it had gone farther into the day, I think I really would have started freaking out. But, you know, by lunchtime, it was all back to normal. And considering this has never, at least in my memory, this has never happened like this. Like, I'm sure there's been outages, but there's not been outages that have affected me. So, if something like this has happened before, I haven't experienced it. But, I don't know, at the time, like I said, it was perturbing. You know, you're a little agitated. But in the back of your mind, I was thinking like, oh crap, is there something else? Like, is there something going on?
And I rest assured there is not. I'm reading an article that said, because AT&T, they just posted an update shortly before we started this recording about what happened today. And they said that they did an internal review, an internal audit, and they believe that it was caused by the execution of a wrong process that was used as they were trying to expand their network. So application execution, you know, sandbox playground and then prod and like all this stuff. And I think someone just messed up. Like someone, some department, some project team messed up, did the wrong thing. And it caused an outage for, you know, 8 hours for people.
Well, so, you know, the internet is undefeated in any kind of scenario. Internet always wins. So social media kind of had fun with it today, like they always do. So here's some stuff that I've seen today. So here was one that said, okay, millennials, we've been training for this for 25 years. You know what to do. And it shows everybody celebrating for the year 2000 and Y2K. I was 19 years old, 18 years old when Y2K happened. And it was just like, oh, we got to prepare for this because your computers might shut down and everything might go back to the Stone Age. And we got to get, you know, we've been preparing this for 3 years and this is what's going to happen. And then January 1st, 2000, nothing happened. It was the same crap, you know? There's another one that says, apparently AT&T needs to pay their phone bill. AT&T didn't pay their phone bill. Here's another one, and it's a picture of Tom Hanks in Castaway, and it says iPhone 15 AT&T users the last 5 hours, and it's like Tom Hanks with Wilson on the island, and that's how they say the iPhone 15 users felt. Just all sad and just, you know, all desolate. Another one is saying, what's it talking about? Me with Verizon while everyone on the timeline with AT&T is losing their freaking minds. And it's like a disaster movie and there's just one person really calm with like an end is near sign. So, you know, there was another one that says, what was this one? Oh, they finally got their revenge on AT&T for killing them off. And it's the Singular logo, which,
oh my goodness,
Singular was a cell phone company that AT&T absorbed many years ago. So there was another one that said, when you wake up in the morning and you wonder if you paid your AT&T bill, and they're like, how many people woke up thinking like, crap, did I forget to pay my bill?
And then they couldn't call into customer service.
They couldn't call, but I mean, seriously, how many people probably woke up thinking like, oh crap, shit, did I forget to pay that? What did I do?
Oh my goodness.
So I actually had an issue with my AT&T on, I think it was on Monday. On Monday, I couldn't get a signal. I was in SOS mode. I couldn't make a call. I couldn't do anything. I ended up calling my wife from like my work number because my phone was working fine. And then about 30 minutes after I got to work, it stopped working. And it literally led me to go check and make sure I paid my bill one, because my bill, this was Monday. My bill was due on Friday, the previous Friday. And I had paid the bill on Friday. And I'm like, did they not get my bill? Did they think it's late? So I called my wife and I called my mom and I called my dad. I called all the people that are on my family plan. And it's like, hey, does your phone service work? And they're like, yeah, it works fine. I go, did I not pay my bill, my portion of the bill? What's going on with it? But I had to do like all kinds of troubleshooting and I had to do a software update. I restarted it several times and but all day it was really glitchy and it was like half-ass working. It would go down, go into that SOS mode and then come back out. And that was Monday. And then it fixed itself. And then, you know, and then this happened on Thursday. So I'm like, apparently this, whatever they've been doing, I guess has been going on for a couple of days. And it finally just did whatever the heck it was going to do, you know? So, but I don't know. I'm glad it's over, hopefully. But it's,
do you think the people that still have landlines were like, screw all you guys, I have a landline, or were landlines out too?
Like those four people? Like they
okay, I'm pretty sure my parents still have a landline. We had one for a long time. Like my entire childhood up until college, and I don't, after college, and I know I moved out several years ago, but I think they still have it.
The landline.
Yeah, it's a landline.
No, like, I know
do
what
those
a landline.
Go out?
I think it was just cellular, but so like my boss, I'm telling him the issue about our, you know, like, hey, this SMS texting verification thing isn't working, and he goes, just push that button and it'll text it to you. I said, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. The texting is down, and he's like, well, how did I message you? iMessage. Well, that's a text message. I'm like, no, iMessage is different. And my boss's head almost exploded when I had to explain how an iMessage works compared to a regular SMS text message. Like I had to kind of like break it down. Like iMessage is technically not a text message. It is its own messaging service that is on an internet connection. It doesn't have anything to do with your cellular connection. Text message is absolutely connected to your cellular signal. And he's like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, learn something new every day, buddy. But he couldn't wrap his head as to why I couldn't authenticate anything. And I'm like, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It, you know, and that was one of those things too. You kind of, I think some people like learned their technology, you know, and some people don't understand that Wi-Fi is not like everywhere. It's not like all encompassing, just floating around in the universe.
Yeah.
Like some people really do think they use the terminology Wi-Fi very loosely, and they really do think it's all Wi-Fi. And they're like, well, I have Wi-Fi, but I couldn't get a signal on my Wi-Fi. I'm like, you were driving. It's not Wi-Fi, fool. It's cellular. It's attached to your cell phone signal. you know, that was a whole other conversation I had today. You know, somebody else that I talked to today, a customer, said that it was the United States retaliating against Texas, like over like the border crisis.
Oh my God.
And they're like, that's Biden doing that to us. And I was like, I don't think that's what it was, but it was pretty funny. You know, all kinds of conspiracy theories.
They make me giggle.
The conspiracy theories?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
believe a one of them, but they make me giggle.
Now, you know, who's to say that it's not some kind of cyber attack? I mean, and we're just kind of hiding it right now, and it comes out in 6 months that it really was a cyber attack. Because every now and then, weird things happen, and it kind of just gets pushed under the rug, and then 6 months, a year later, it comes out like, well, this is really what happened. Now we're going to tell you. I won't be shocked if that's something, you know? I really would.
Our government did that when they were like, oh, by the way, yeah, aliens really do exist, you know, and no one cared. So,
I won't be shocked if it's a cyber attack of some sort, but... Yeah. I mean, but man, if it is, that's 6 hours. What's it going to do if they give us like a whole day without it?
You could catch up on your reading.
Hell
you
yeah.
You know, mow the lawn. I don't know. Wash your car. You could do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff. And yeah, get some air. It's been nice the last couple of days.
See, it's not going to be a total loss. You'll be somewhat productive until you get service again, and then you won't be productive anymore.
But it is interesting. If this had happened, let's say 15 years ago, we'll say 15 years ago, if this had happened then, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But that tells you how attached we are to these devices now. Like how much... these devices really run our life net right now.
Well, yeah. And part of that is because, you know, cell phones are just so much more accessible now and more affordable than they were 15 years ago, that life is almost being built around phones. If you think about it, people are starting businesses, and instead of having, you know, maybe a store that you can go to, they just sell everything online through an app. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can have a digital banking app. You can pull up your bank cards on your phone. You can do everything on your phone. And I mean, the world is adapting to that. So that I think that's another reason. 15 years ago, the world wasn't adapted for smartphones. If you had a smartphone, you were just that cool person.
Yes, you were that cool person.
But now everyone has one.
You were still a minority, and now a 10-year-old has an iPhone. Literally, my 10-year-old has an iPhone. And, you know, you can do, like you said, you can do everything with these now. They filmed movies and music videos with these cameras on the phone. Like, you can film a whole dang movie with your iPhone. You can edit it with your iPhone. You know, you can create a record. Freaking Kanye West can create a record on his iPhone. You know? That's the kind of stuff you can do now with this technology. And like you said, you can do a business, you can sell, you can conduct business, you can have meetings, you can do what we're doing right now. You know, that technology didn't exist 15 years ago. Heck, maybe even 10 years ago in some ways. So yeah, like that just shows you how much it's advanced in a relatively short time, because 10, 15 years really isn't that long in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-mm.
You know, like what was 100 years ago? 1924?
Yes.
Right? 1924, there were still a lot of things that were very new. I mean, think about it. The phone was still relatively new back then. And the landline phone lasted from what, the late 1800s until like the 1980s? 1990s? It was like 80 years, 100 years before cellular really, like, you know, mobile phones really became popular and economical. You know, it took 100 years approximately from the time the phone was invented until the first cell phones became, quote, mainstream. And then 15, 20 years later, these things have pretty much run our whole life. So, yeah, it really is interesting to see how far it's gone and how quickly it's gone.
Wow. That puts things in perspective a lot. Maybe I'm on my phone too much. I think we all are.
We all are. We all are.
I'm on the phone right now.
We are on the phone right now. And I'm on my tablet in my hand. You know? Just technology. Technology, man. But it was just wild. It was an interesting day. And I'm glad it's over. But I really do want to hear, like, the, quote, real story to what happened.
Are you gonna die on that hill?
Yes, we're gonna start reading conspiracy stuff. I promise you, we're gonna start reading theories on what happened and cyber attacks and, you know, all kinds of junk. terrorist
attacks.
Prove
me wrong, Sergio. Prove me wrong. I'd love to hear it.
You know, I just want the truth. I want the truth. I think the truth is more exciting. I don't know. Or give me a good lie. Don't tell me like somebody's incompetent and just couldn't update their software correctly.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta Occam's razor these things, you know?
I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, I'm glad we talked about this. I didn't want too much time to pass before we talked about this. So this was great.
I'm glad we were able to get it in because, God forbid, the dang cell phone service goes down again halfway through the episode and we never get to finish it. So, you know, we still need to figure out. We got to have a cool name for this. Nobody figured out a cool name for this thing. You know, cellular blackout 2024 just doesn't sound fun.
No, I don't think it was out long enough either.
I don't know. There was
a dark period. I don't know.
The dark time ages.
Timeout. We'll call it a timeout.
The dark ages.
Dark ages.
The age of silence, 2024.
I don't know. That sounds really nice. I think
it does. You know, there's some days when I wish it was like that, but then I'm like, oh, let me check the weather. And then like, oh, I can't, I don't, then I need a phone and then it's over. You know, I can only handle so much silence. So much lack of, I can only handle so much time without technology, unfortunately. Well, I guess it's going to wrap it up, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, that was, I don't know what we're calling this thing, but it was, whatever it was, wasn't good. So, AT&T, you got my money. I paid my bill. So
I want a refund for the 8 hours or so that we didn't have service.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Prorated. I want to get prorated for what happened. Hook me up because something happened. So we should get paid for that. You're right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's going to give it. That's going to give it a wrap, right? That's it.
Yep. That's it.
Well, okay. So that's going to wrap up episode 111. A little long disorderly news for you on a Thursday evening. Let's kick a shout out to the sponsors. Thank you to Wavespace Audio for the music. Thank you to Young Ideas Dish. Hit them up for all of your Dish and Google product needs. Dish probably didn't crash today. Dish probably worked fine.
They were probably loving it.
The satellite stayed. Satellite was working fine. You know, they have cell phones too now. I bet theirs were working fine too. They're not on the AT&T network. I bet theirs worked fine. You know, hit them up for your next phone.
Man.
That's a good promo.
Really? Seriously?
Dish Network. Our phones still work. Before we go, how much do you want to bet Verizon or T-Mobile is going to make a commercial about it? Somebody's going to poke fun at it. There's going to be a tweet or something that's going to poke fun at it to them.
Oh, I'm sure. We'll need to be on the lookout for it.
One of those providers, Verizon or T-Mobile, is going to poke fun at this. I guarantee you. It's going to happen. Can't wait to watch it. Well, that's going to wrap us up, guys. On behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin here.
Hey.
We're Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys next time.
Bye.
Laters.